Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
and it's your angel, Judy, here today. Oh, I'm just playing. I love you. I am your angel, though, and you're my angel. You know why? Because RCC, we are each other's angels till he gets here. I mean, what a blessing that we get to be together and encourage each other. I really do. I feel like when I'm in late night chat or even now in chat that I'm interacting with angels sent from God to make my life sweeter. And that's the truth. Because, look, I have an angel on the phone right now. Hi, Keith, my angel.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good. Having a good day today. It's hot here. Oh, my gosh. It's like 100 again. Holy moly.
I know. I like it, though. I went on a hike in the heat. It was fun.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's great. I know I shouldn't be complaining. We're moving to Las Vegas.
Yeah, you get used to it.
I know. Yeah, today is wonderful. It's beautiful, though. I'm feeling good today, and things are going good today. And, yeah, we just got back from the chiropractor, so we're just hanging out now, definitely.
Very good. Well, praise the Lord. Keith is having a better health day. I just want to thank you, Jesus, for that. That's nice. That's a nice break, you know. I know it's probably not perfect, but it's better than yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, I thought I was being translated early. No, today is a good day. Definitely.
I just made a video, and Chris Slaughter wanted me to define a good shady character and a bad shady character. So I told her, Chris Slaughter is a good shady character, and Charles Manson, he's a bad shady character.
That's a good example. That's a good example.
Yeah. It was a fun video. A video, because there's been a lot of backbiting and ridiculous stuff that actually goes on in real churches with the four walls, and when I see it happening here, it just makes me want to, it's gagged me. This is not a regular church, you guys. This is Rapture-centric church. Jesus is our pastor. If you want to gossip, hopefully you're not going to have a listening ear, Kurt, but if you do have a listening ear, have fun. I'm not hearing it, you know. If you don't like what you see, go away. If you like us, stay, you know. And personally, I don't always agree with everything, but I like everybody. I love everybody, you know. Some of your best conversations you're going to have, and some of the best friends that I've made is because I've disagreed and we've made conversations. The Lord told me a month ago, he said, you know, you think you disagree with people, but if you just listen, a lot of times you don't disagree, but people don't listen. They automatically, you know, they jump to conclusions, and, you know, that's part of why we're put together here before Jesus comes, is to listen and love and try to understand where each other's coming from, you know?
Well, that's why we should discern, because if we are using our discernment gift, we'll know, you know, which things that we probably shouldn't talk about with them because we're probably going to argument, which things we can talk about and lift them up. You know, it's all about lifting each other up.
But, you know, I mean, having disagreements leads to some really healthy conversation, too. Sometimes it actually makes
a
friend that I talk to all the time online that totally disagrees with me, but but they're respectful, you know what I'm saying? So we stay friends. Cool.
Yeah, you have common, you both have good intentions in your heart. That's why Jesus always looks. If you notice in the Bible, Jesus always, he doesn't look at our hair, and he doesn't look at a lot of those things. When he talks to people in the Bible, he doesn't say, oh, she has such pretty hair. He talks about their heart, which is basically their intentions. Intentions is what Jesus is all about. In other words, your intentions are like, what is motivating you? What's driving you? Is it positive or is it negative? There's always some kind of, it's either going to be positive or negative, your intention. Is it for self-gratification or for God gratification? It's going to be one of those as well. You know, most people in the world run around satisfying themselves, and they're advancing their kingdom instead of God's kingdom, as God always says to me. Make sure you tell people to advance my kingdom, not their kingdom. So it's always about your intention, you know, and that's where your heart is at. So as Christians, we can also look at our own intentions and say, what was my intention in that? Was that good or bad? Wow, you know what? I really screwed up on that. I should, you know, I repent, Lord, and I need to correct that. I need to not come from that place. You know, it's always coming from a good place. You know, and the Bible talks about, like, you're in the tongue is the power of death and life in the tongue. So you can slay someone in the tongue, and you can build them up too. But so think about the power we have to build people up you know, and I always remind myself that, you know, and I have to say I'm really good at that too. I like to always find good things in people because I want to get their gifts going. I want to get them, you know, excited with the feeling the power of God and all kinds of fun things. You know, it should be like a power of being with Jesus and stuff should not be like a boring thing. Like the church thinks it's very boring. It's just the Bible you read it Sundays and dust it off. And Jesus is there when you're really having troubles. But other than that, he's kind of whatever, you know, he's gone. But no, he should be exciting and interesting and involved in every part of your day and everything that you do. You should be asking God for help and asking Jesus to show up and make things happen for you constantly and just thanking him and having fun and just your fun, excitement, and everything. It can be like a really he gets so interwoven with your life that you can't tell the difference. When you look at someone that's aligned with God, you can't tell the difference between Jesus and them. If Jesus, number one, looks like Jesus oftentimes rather than them. It's so interwoven, and that's a good thing. That's being Christ-like and Christ-centered. You know, like I'm helping this one girl. I've been working with her, and she's like, what happens, Keith, when I'm not Christ-centered? I said, well, when you're not Christ-centered, you're emotionally out of control, and the world's out of control, and then you say things you don't like to say, and you do things you don't want to do, but when you're Christ-centered, it's a calm, peaceful feeling where you feel centered. You know, you're in control of what you're saying, and you're blessing people, you know. Mm-hmm. And my brother and I were talking about this morning how we always try to bless people, you know. Always talk about the good things in people, how to build them up. So it's always your intentions. Intentions is very powerful. We're very powerful creatures in the world. God made us extremely powerful, you know, and
Amen.
We have the power to bless people, and that's what we're going to do at RCC. Every time we're going to bless everyone at RCC, and if they don't want to be here, we'll bless. Jesus says, send them some love as well, you know. We'll bless them, though.
Yeah, we'll bless you on your way in, and we'll bless you on the way out if the Lord's sending you out. But we love you, okay. You know, and that's a threat. No, I'm kidding.
That's why we like people to call in, right? We like them to call in. We like to hear what they have to say. We're interested in them. We want to know who they are, what's going down with them, because we want to bless them. We like we're intrigued. We like that. It's good. You know, it's all good.
Amen.
We want you to call in. And thank you, Pat, for calling in. And thank you, Joe, Gretto, and Keith. It's so great for me to not be at this call board all alone.
We won't leave you alone, honey.
It's Joe, right? Jojo, are you busy in your
kitchen? Yeah, hi, everybody.
Hi, honey.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Besties.
Aww.
Besties.
Well, I want to welcome Carol to the chat room. What a beautiful morning show it was. And I just made a video. I hope you can listen to it. I was trying to get Chris Slaughter to help with the morning show because Tana and Michelle's going on a vacation Friday if we're here. Okay, we're not planning on being here. I'm thinking we're leaving today.
Yep.
But Tana's driving Keith and Ken to Las Vegas because they're moving, so she won't, you know, be around a couple days. So Carol may not be able to do all those days in a row, so maybe Chris would want to do it. And if you do, Chris, let me know, and I'll show you how to do it, or Carol can show you. But anyway, I love you guys. So thanks, Carol, for being here and for doing such a beautiful job in the morning. It was so encouraging to wake up to the show. Gemma, glad you're here. Gemma's my late night chat buddy, but I've been going to bed early, so I always like say, what did I miss in late night chat, you know. I'm not gonna go look at the log and read it to see what I missed because I'm not that obsessed, but I do like to know like anything exciting. Anyway, Lala, we're glad you're here. Chris Slaughter, of course, thank you for always calling in the morning too, and Nick and Alana and Raina and Rojo. Roman.
Hey, Roman. Hey, guys. Always.
How was the morning?
Ran out of-
Crazy.
The thing is, since my schedule changed, I always listen to the morning show now because, like, I get up. Well, sometimes I wake up late, but it's just Chris Slaughter
what
does a really good job. Chris Slaughter does a really good job of putting words together from different YouTubers that that she discerns are hearing from God, and they're always really good words. And so she read quite a bit today. Yeah, she does a good job at gathering information.
Oh, yeah.
And sharing.
Oh, wow.
And And what else? Pat really helps a lot in terms of telling people about God's love and encouraging people. So that's always really good in the morning. Pat's always really good sharing.
I enjoy.
Something else I forgot, but there was something else that struck at me in the morning show that was really good, but I forget right now. But welcome, everybody, and there's 13 people in chat, and let's see, anyone else on the line? Oh, yeah, we got Tana. There's our Tana. Hi, Tana.
Mm-hmm. Hi, sweetie.
Tana.
Hello, everybody. I'm at work being SpongeBob, but I love you all.
Love you, sweetie.
I'm on my little break for like
a bit,
and then I go back one more set. Yay!
How was the morning?
Oh, yay!
Did you hear on the morning show?
No, not on the morning show.
Was it good?
It was good. I don't listen to all. I didn't get to listen to all of it, but yeah, from what I heard, it was really good.
Oh, cool.
I enjoyed it.
Stay cool, Tom. Drink a lot of water. A lot out there, you know.
Oh yeah.
I felt like a little heat exhaustion coming. I'm like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't drink water, so I can just go to heaven early. That's what I was thinking. But then my common sense said I better get some Gatorade and drink some more water.
Yeah, good. Yeah, stay hydrated for now.
I can't leave my family. Go. I can't go before the family.
Yeah, you better stick around. We better. Do we have to put a tracker on you too, Tana? We need a tracker so you don't try to.
Yep.
Guys, I'm gonna mute myself.
Okay.
Okay.
Just for a little bit, just so I can hop in the shower. But I have a cool story to tell you later on.
Great.
Okay.
When I get out
of
the shower.
Okay. So when you're ready for your story, Seth, and then also, can you do communion for us later, Joe?
I absolutely can. Yeah.
And is your sister Liz listening? Is Liz listening?
She's not listening right now. They're downstairs preparing dinner. But I'll be listening. I have speakers in my bathroom, so I'll be hearing you all as I shower.
Joe, is she blessed the night by the session?
She was telephone? Very blessed. Very blessed.
Oh, good.
She's just having a surreal day. Like, we ran into the governor, of New York in the supermarket, and I had a good conversation with him. She's just, like, taken back by the things that are happening in front of her. She's just like, back to the governor? I'm like, yeah.
Right on.
Wow. Him and I actually were talking 3 weeks ago. We just picked up on that conversation. It was cool he remembered. So, again, God works in amazing ways.
Yes, he does.
We'll
talk to you later.
Definitely. I'll be on the line. I'm just going to mute myself for a little bit.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're going pee with me, everybody. I hope you don't mind.
Well, he just told us that he I don't know if you guys caught that, but he ran into the governor and had a talk with the governor. That's interesting to hear it. Okay. So Roman had a dream. Raina's saying that Blah had a dream in Israel this week, too, but Roman had a dream. He says, I can't remember it all, but I was running around Israel. Then I went up in a hot air balloon, and, he said, it's Israel's birthday, it's crazy, and then, and Rojo said, that's not a coincidence that God gave you that dream. Yeah, so wow. Okay, and Gemma wants to know how your root canal went, so that's really sweet, Gemma. Let's see, I talked to Joe after his root canal, and it seemed like it went well, but Joe can tell us. He's in the bathroom.
Yeah, I popped back on. I'll unmute for that. thank you, Gemma. Thank you. It went super well. Like, it was
good.
Like, no problem at all. After having jaw surgery, root canal was like a walk in the park. But thank you, everyone, for your prayers and your thoughts. I really do appreciate it.
Glad you're doing better. Good.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, I need myself again.
Hey, Gemma said awesome, so she's glad it went well. That's really sweet.
That's good. Thanks,
everybody.
You know, we care. We care about your life. We care about Keith is moving and Tom. We care about them. We'll be thinking of them Friday if we're here. We care about anything you want to share. We care about your pets. you love your pets. And, you know, I pray for pets, too. I've had pets that, you know, we pray for pets. If someone's pet is sick, it works. So, you guys, I want to share a little need here. There's a friend named Mike who's rapture-centric, but he's a quiet member of the RCC. Very sweet. I've been talking to him for quite a while, almost since, well, for a while. Anyway, he's a great guy. He's a single parent with a child, and he's super sweet. Anyway, he's having some money problems. You know, he just needs a little bit of help. So if you're interested in giving, you know, if anyone is feeling from the Lord to give, just inbox me and I'll give you his information, because he doesn't have a phone, but he'll have a way that you can contact him, and he'd be really blessed if anyone could help him out right now with just some, he's got a dog, and anyway, they're in pretty dire straits right now, him and his child, and so it would just be a blessing if anyone has it on their heart to help him out. But he listens to the show, and there's a lot of people behind the scenes that listen, you know. They send me emails, like, hey, I just want you to know, introduce myself. But I listen. I don't call in. I don't go in the chat room, but I'm rapture-centric, and I can't wait to get out of here and stuff like that. So his name is Mike. So if you're interested in helping Mike, don't private message me here in chat, but go ahead and go to my inbox or email me. It's on every video of my email, and just say I'd like to help out. I'll forward you his information, because I don't take money, but I can forward you the info. And so anyway, God bless you, Mike. We're praying for you and your child and your dog, and we pray that until the Lord comes to take us, that you can stay right where you're at and have all your needs met. In Jesus' name, in fact,
amen.
Pray that right now. The whole body of your rapture-centered church, Lord, that everybody's needs met. Christ, you're the God of... And you're also the God who, you know, that took a lot of courage for Mike to ask. And, you know, I know people don't always ask until they're led by the Lord. And so God bless Mike, and I pray you'd meet his need through this body and through whatever way you want to do it, Lord. We thank you. We thank you that you're the God of all provision, and you work in many ways. And so we trust you to do that for each and every one of us until you get here. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We agree.
Well, I have this saying that has worked for me, and I've said for years, if it's God's will, he'll pay the bill. So he's always paid my bills because I've been in his will. And right now, you know, I haven't been working for 6 months now, and I didn't even think I would last this long without running out of money, but it hasn't run out. It's getting close, though. That's why I know we're leaving. But, you know, I'm not stressed. He says, are you even stressed? No, I'm not, okay, because... where it's God's will, he pays the bill, and I didn't make any of this stuff up. Now, I'd be stressed out right now if any of this was my idea. Yeah, I'd be stressed, but I didn't ask the Lord to fall on my kid. I didn't come home from work November 13th to find my kid completely changed and different, to find his dad mouth wide open going, yeah, God fell on him. I don't know. I mean, this is what happened. And then I actually never went back to work. It was a Thursday. I never went back on Friday. I never went back. And so the Lord changed our family and told us he was coming and announced the rapture timing. This is it. And 3 months ago, he told little John, I think it's been 3 months, where he said it's today. He used to say probably today, and then he said it's today. Believe it and be happy. And if you wake up here tomorrow, say it's today, because that's how close it is. So that's how we live our life. And we're on the edge. We're on the edge of our seats too, you know. Like, but I don't think about the future because I believe it's today. But if I think about 3 months from now, will I have rent money? Probably not. You know, my savings is going. I gave away a lot too, but God provides. I'm not worried, you know, and you don't have to worry either. But thank you for sharing your need. If you have an immediate need, like Mike says, and you share it, and God leads you to share it with us, we're happy to help. I know Red X got her rent paid within less than an hour. She put out her PayPal information in chat, and she got above and beyond what she asked for. She was just shocked. She was blown away. She's like, wow, God bless RCC. You know, within an hour, she got, like, double what she asked for. You know, she just needed a little bit of money to help pay the rent to the place she had to move into, and boom. So God met that through his body, and that's wonderful, okay? So
yeah.
We love Jesus.
Amen.
Did Mike give his PayPal information, Judy, or was it just his mailing information?
I don't know if Mike gave PayPal, but I'm sorry, I know it's a hassle, but I don't, if you could just inbox me because he sent me an email,
yeah.
And then I'll just forward email. Basically, I'm just going to forward
yeah.
you his email, and I think he'll give you his address because I don't know if he has a PayPal. He might, though. I know he doesn't have a phone, so it's kind of hard.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but he has a phone he can text on, but he can't call. Anyway, he's the real deal. He's not some fake phony person. You know, it's catchy over the internet. You never know, but we've all gotten to know each other. Most of us have Skyped with each other or FaceTimed with each other or called each other, so we know, you know, who you are. Even though we still haven't met in person and we're internet friends, that we're real, you know. I asked somebody in chat that had showed up to please call me so I could make sure they're real, because we do have some trolls that try to do stuff in the chat room, and I was like, I don't mean to be rude, but could you just call me? Could I talk to you and get to know you a little so I know that you're not somebody else? Because some people make multiple accounts and they come in as different people, and just please don't do that. You know, it's just, you know, come on. and then it puts me in a weird position where I have to, like, do this because I feel like, you know, we don't want to be entertaining weird stuff. So, it's all good. It'd just be nice if you're one person that you just stay that one person, okay?
mm-hmm.
And I understand we all have issues. Sometimes we have to change identities to, you know, to cope. And I don't want to turn you away if that's what you have to do, but I'm just asking, like, if you could just not do that, if it's possible.
yeah.
Amen.
Who hasn't ever done that? You know, who hasn't had trouble in their life? Come on, we get it, right? We get it.
Of course.
I was going to say, M. Bell is exempt because every time he comes in, we always know it's him, but he always has Bell in his name. He's exempt.
Yeah, M. Bell's exempt from that clause, yes, because he's bellyache and Pacific Bell and all that
okay.
fun stuff. I wasn't talking about. I'm talking about Lala. Okay, Lala, so don't bring in all your little kids, okay, like the other two and three people you were. Okay, thank you. All right. Lala was four people yesterday. Don't do that.
But we love you, Lala.
Yes.
But we love you, Lala. Lala, we do. But Sandy loves Jesus with Lala, and Lala had two kids. Anyway, don't. Don't do that, okay? Don't make us get prophetic words for somebody who's not really there. Oh, hi.
Yeah.
We have a new call here. 910, welcome.
Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Hi.
I'd like to confess one of my sins.
No, thanks.
Oh.
Go to Jesus, honey,
but,
by yourself. Just go tell
9/11 was awesome.
What'd you say?
9/11 was awesome.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I got some. All right. Anyway.
We haven't seen M. Bell in the chat room for a while, huh? I don't know. Have anybody heard from him? I haven't.
Where is he?
I emailed him a while back, and I haven't heard from him in a while.
Oh, but I'm about to inbox him because he promised me that I could come to his house on the 16th because he said if we're past the 15th, that I could, because he doesn't live far from me, and I really want to make a home visit. And he said I have to bring him organic dark chocolate, and I will.
Mm.
And my son and I want and just meet him and say hi to him and then and pray for him too. So he said, he goes, okay, if we're here on the 16th, you can come over.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'm going to M. Bell's house. And M. Bell, if you're listening, I will find you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to inbox you, though.
Go visit him. Yeah, let us know how the visit goes. That's great.
Just make sure you have your chocolate with you.
I want to. And I will actually have that chocolate.
Does he like that? They have that chocolate that has all the percentages in it. Like, it's more like at Trader Joe's, they put the percentage on it. Did he tell you what percentage
you needed? Yes, like 90% or 75%. It's good stuff.
I already know what I'm getting him. I'm going to Whole Foods, and I'm getting him, like, it's $10.99 for a small little candy bar.
Yeah. No, that's what it is. Yeah.
Wow.
$5-$6 minimum, but it's good stuff.
Wow.
I brought it to my students one day. I went and got a whole bunch of Whole Foods real chocolate, and I brought it to my students to try what real chocolate tastes like. And I used also just tossed them some things, and they were, like, freaking out. They're like, oh, my God, this is making me high, you know. I've got so much cocoa.
Yeah.
But it's so – it's when you taste the real – and that's how it is in Europe, you know. That's why people just eat little bits, and they laugh about Americans when they're like, oh, Americans have really big cakes and really big candy because it's all air and preservatives. But when you eat the real thing, like in Europe, you'll have like a room of 15 people, and you'll all eat a super small little cheesecake that's the size of like, oh, I don't know, really small, like half the size of a Frisbee, okay? But everybody gets some because it's so rich. It's like 100% real rich, 100% real ingredients, no fillers, no fluff. And it's satisfying. So I got kind of spoiled, and when I, after all that traveling, I started eating like that. Like when I eat the real stuff, you don't really want. What do you think, Tana?
I was gonna say, except for Tana, she's exempt because when she goes to Italy, she eats the whole chocolate bar. She doesn't just eat one square. I eat the whole bar. When I go to Europe, I eat the whole bar of chocolate, Judy. Sorry.
When Tana goes to America, she eats the. John orders the whole thing of cupcakes, and she eats the whole darn box.
And I eat all the whole pizza in Italy. Okay, I'm an exception, I guess.
Tana loves cupcakes. It's her whole. That's when she comes over, Judy. A small percentage of the time is dedicated to talking about cupcakes. The ones that Tana likes. We watch shows on the cupcakes, the contest wars where they make the different cupcakes, and. Talk about
he's
the different flavors she had recently. She loves them.
He is telling the truth. He's not lying. He's telling the truth.
Yeah, I know. Well, I guess I'm not really a fan of chocolate, but I will say, like, okay, when you eat this organic ice cream, this local stuff here where we live, there's this lemon. It's lemon cake, and it's this and it's all, like, real. It's 100% cream. I can't eat but more than, like, less than this. I mean, I can't eat more than a bowl. Like, really, I can't. But, like, if it's just regular, like, dryer's ice cream, I could eat, like, 3 bowls, you know. But this stuff is so rich, it really does.
Wow.
It really does. But anyway, whatever. Good for you, Tana. Eat that chocolate.
But I agree. It is fresh, and it is, you know, more content of cocoa. It's all of that you're saying as well. But, yeah, you know, yeah, I eat the whole thing. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we're on Jesus. He's the real thing. So, you know. I'm not a big chocolate fan. I don't know why. I like it, but I'm just, yeah. I like chocolate syrup on vanilla ice cream.
Well, that's
but,
cool. But if you have chocolate at your part of the banquet table, you can just pass it over and I'll eat it for you. Only milk chocolate, though.
Yeah. Okay. So, hey, Lala, I'm going to ask you nicely to quit in private messaging Raina because she doesn't like it, or I have to kick you out of chat. Okay? Okay. Good job. Let's just be respectful. Thank you. Okay. my goodness gracious. So, who wants to do a Bible? Let's get this party started. Wait, let's Grandma Pat got dropped. She's back on.
My phone just went dead. It does that.
Oh, okay.
It goes absolutely dead. I get disconnected, and I have to call back every time. Never fails. I don't know why.
Somebody on the line, I want you to give me a Bible thump. Either open your Bible or just tell us one of your favorite verses and give us some Bible scripture, and let's worship the Lord and have fun.
Isaiah 53.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you read it?
Oh, I gotta find it. I was just. Can you wait a sec? One sec.
You want me to read the news?
Sure.
Okay, I'll read the news real quick while she's looking for the verse. Okay, 6.5 in Micronesia today, which is pretty strong. Looks like it's out in the middle of the ocean somewhere.
okay.
Okay, just a second, Pat. Let me finish the news real quick, Pat.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Okay, you have to be dipped. Okay, I believe in you, young Earth. Televangelist Pat Robertson had made it no secret that he fervently disagrees with young Earth creationists, those who believe the Earth is only 6,000 years old. Okay. We know the Earth is actually 6,000 years old, and we're about to hit the start of the 7,000th year, which is when Jesus comes back and reigns for 1,000 years. So that's why some people don't even know, like, are trying to figure out if it's the exact day that we're literally around the exact day, any time now. That's the reason why we're going to be raptured to start that, you know, finish tribulation and start the 7,000-year reign. Disciples Band, Kevin Young is tired of Christian labels telling him to tone down Jesus on the albums, which is bad. I think a lot of the Christian labels are trying to cater more to regular people, I mean non-Christian people. U.S. releases satellite images of Russian forces near Ukraine, proving that Russian soldiers are still on the border. Okay. Let's see. Condoms will be distributed in California prisons. Looks like they're trying to do that. U.S. reports third case of MERS virus. That's from Saudi Arabia one. Scientists may have finally pinpointed what's killing all the honeybees. You know, there's a lot of people don't really know what about honeybees, but one thing about them is when they disappear in places, watch out. Usually great, great disasters have happened afterwards, and the honeybees are disappearing around the world because they kind of are the chain to start everything. They pollinate plants, which grow food and blah, 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 just everything, like whatever. So they start the chain. So when they're gone, troubles abound. Mm-hmm. 30,000 soldiers will lose their job in the next 17 months with automatic budget cuts in the government. Whoa. 30,000 soldiers, next 17 months losing their jobs. That'll really be bad on the U.S. economy, boy.
Wow.
Okay, are the dollars carry trade days number? Traders borrowing U.S. dollars to fund investment in other currencies should beware. Bringing back to strength. Okay, so, yeah, it's not doing good. Judge strikes down Idaho's same-sex marriage ban. In other words, allowing it. MERS emergency response. Russia strives to exclude the dollar from energy trading. I told you they were going to exclude the dollar. It's going to cause all kinds of problems because they're mad at us because we're, you know, blocking them and current Visa, MasterCard are blocking their transactions all because we're trying to punish them what's going on with them being on Ukraine. Russia's forced to react to NATO's eastward enlargement. Russia will have to react if NATO is foolish enough to set up bases in western Ukraine. Russia's third largest bank moves money from Europe to Moscow for safekeeping. China General tours U.S. carriers, maritime tensions fester. Oh, that's crazy. The NFL player who was saying that he disapproved of the... There's an NFL the player that came out with the boyfriend and he kissed him on the TV or whatever. One of the players said he did not like that, and so this player has gotten death threats from that.
Oh, wow.
Will the UN criminalize the pro-life movement? Okay. Largest measles outbreak in 20 years. Bible talks about a lot of diseases coming back that were once cured. Russia to ban U.S. from using space stations. See, Russia's getting... It's all out war with Russia and the U.S. with all kinds of... Not physical war, but every other way, financially. And that's it, Pat. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this is kind of long. Maybe I won't read the whole thing because it's kind of long. I think I'll just read till from till 9. Huh?
Keith, I just for doing the news for us. Did you say that people could tone down Jesus on a Christian album? Really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I know they're saying that they're using Jesus too much. They're stressing it too much, and it's causing. They're worried about the sales. They don't want to offend people,
wow.
And so they're trying to. I know. It's called idolatry because they're all about the dollar and they want to cater to money rather than the truth. Mm-hmm. You know.
And yet there's 14 movies out on God. I mean, go figure.
Yeah, go figure. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a crazy world.
Good.
It's getting crazier. Okay, you want me to read Isaiah 53? This is all on our Lord. Who has believed our message and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of a dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed in our iniquities, for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was our Lord's will to crush him, and crush him to, and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his land, in his hand, I'm sorry. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong. Because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Yeah.
I love that, Matt. Thank you. It's amazing God had you pick Isaiah 53, because that 53:5, where Jesus Christ were healed, boy, I think I've read that a billion times. That's a powerful one. The whole thing is powerful. Thank you, Pat.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad.
And that whole thing carries the, that's basically Jesus carrying the burden for us, for help.
Yeah, yeah.
He suffered, but we don't have to, you know.
Amen, amen. Well, shall we worship the Lord for carrying our burdens for us to Let It Rain by Michael W. Smith? What do you guys think?
Beautiful.
Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. All right, here we go.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it.
be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your
for getting it to us. You guys,
you're welcome.
I'm feeling right now in your physical body. I hope you're expecting to receive from the Lord every time you tune in to the morning service or the evening service. I hope you know that this is Jesus Christ. This is his church right now. And so come ready to receive like you would a regular church. Because I don't know about you, but I'm feeling like a whole bunch of peace and the presence and the power of his Holy Spirit. And if you would like that, just open up your spirit right now. Say, Lord, I want all that you have. Because, see, you have to want it too. And you know, I just open yourself up right now. We're just going to pray over this body. Everyone on the line, if you could just throw in a prayer. We lift up this body, RCC, to you, Lord. We lift ourselves up to you. We open ourselves up to you to be touched and our entire being by your presence, by your peace, by your power, by your strength. We believe you, Father, for perfect peace in the midst of the trials we're in. We believe you to completely heal and restore our bodies. Those of us that are still waiting for a manifestation of healing, we believe today that you can do that. We will believe every day until that healing is manifested in Keith and Carol and M. Bell and others that have pain in their body. We thank you, God. We are not, there is no lack of prayer here. We are going to believe you for this incredible touch that you want to touch. You want to touch your people. You told me you were going to heal until you got here. So this is not going to be a boring wait. We're ready to go. We're on overtime waiting for you, Lord. But we know that you're going to make it exciting for us. And all we need is one glimpse, one touch from you to keep us going. And, Father, I pray that right now that everybody listening and in the chat room and on the line would receive a fresh touch from you in the name of beautiful Jesus Christ, mighty Jehovah God. Touch, heal, deliver in Jesus' name. Amen. And I want to read what Carol said in the chat room and what Alana said. Alana said, we lift up the church. We want to see you, 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 you. The reason why we've come together, I'm saying this now, and made Jesus Christ our church is we don't want to be under anyone's agenda or any man. We want the Lord, and that's why we're together. We want him and only him, undefiled Jesus, okay, no one's agenda. So call in and share with us what the Lord has put on you. Carol says, yes, Lord, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. And while we are here, will you open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain in California, in Texas, where the rain is?
Amen.
Father God. Amen. Amen. Anyone else has a prayer on you, just please speak it out if you do. If not, we'll move on.
Lord Jesus, just thank you so much. I hope everyone who is online, and I know in chat, but especially the ones out there listening, the ones who want to first call in, that they realize that this is a church of pure love. Everybody here wants to be another Jesus Christ. Everybody here wants to put them into your arms. And everyone here is sincere, and everyone's here willing to pray and to teach somebody or console you or inspire you or instruct you in whatever needs you have. So, you know, you have anybody listening out there, there's a gold mine here of love. It's a gold mine of Christ's love, because we don't want anything but his love, and we don't want anything else but to give you his love. So, you know, come on in. Come on in. Join the family. I mean, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be nothing but blessed, because it's unconditional Christ's love. Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us, Lord. And we ask that you just open up the floodgates, Lord. Just pour your energy down from heaven. We ask, Father God, that you open up your floodgates. Pour your power down from your throne, Lord. Let it just come right down from your throne and come into all of our spirits. And just like a tidal wave of refreshment, Lord, allow us to refresh us, strengthen us, allow us to bring hope and joy and peace and fun and love. Allow us to just keep overflowing us, Lord. Overflow our spirits, Lord, straight from Father God, from the throne. All the energy, Lord, just pour it down. Pour it down and fill us up. Fill us up. Fill us up with your that clear energy of love and strength and happiness and fun. And allow us to just overflow our spirits and our minds. Allow our minds to relax, Lord, and be at peace and at one with you, Lord. And allow our spirits to be at one with you. We know that we sit with you as well, and at the right hand of God. So we have a reflection in heaven as we do here on earth, and we allow the energies to pour down into our physical bodies here on earth, it will heal us and regenerate us and refresh us and strengthen us, allow us to be the bride of Christ that you want us to be, in love and strength, and just allow us to bless everyone. Just we ask, Lord, that you bless us with the finances. We know that your energy is always about its blessing in every part of our life, and our minds, and our finances, and our health, and everything we do, and everywhere we go. Allow us to just overflow us, Lord, here at RCC so much that we're just overflowing at the rim, just overflowing that we can pour into other people and overflow them. Lord, allow it to be like a ricochet, like a water, or like a pebble dropping in the water. Just keep going and going and going. We love you, Lord, and we can feel your overflowing love and energy and power. And it's just overflowing us, and we just love it. We love it so much. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Father God, and we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus, and we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just keep the flowing going. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
And I know Tana would pray, but she got dropped again. I know she's at work. Well, we bless her at work, Father. She has a huge desire to be disappearing while she's working, and we ask that you would grant her that. We thank you that you're coming today, Lord, and I believe that, and that makes me happy. And whatever you're believing for, church, believe it and be happy. There's a lot of Rody's going to try to call in. I talked to him today. He made his video, so I hope you guys checked it out. I liked it to my channel.
Yeah.
He called the other night really excited, and I shared it with you, but he finally got to make his bid. But he's been working, so it's kind of hard. He's going to try to step out. But basically, I mean, you know, he doesn't need to call in because you can watch the vid. It's always nice to have him call in and share his blessing. But you know, he's saying the 28th, I got a text message from Dustin Wright, and he said the Lord's showing him the 19th. Katie, of course, I talked to her today, and the Lord's showing her the 15th, which is today.
Wow.
We're out.
Good.
And, you know, everyone's just excited. Just because people aren't always here on the phone or in chat, they're with us, guys. Not everyone can always get together at this certain time, but we have, you know, there's a lot of us that are sitting here that God has made rapture-centric, and we're sitting together waiting as a family, and how blessed are we for that? I mean, really, because, see, the thing is, God knew he was going to be really out of the box and do some really strange things, and he knew that if we were sitting here alone on it, it would get a little bit hard, you know. So what a blessing that he continues to do these things that are out of the box, but then he gives us each other, so then you don't feel like such a weirdo, you know. You know, you're like, you know what, this is what he's doing. And you know, the truth is, you don't feel like a weirdo. You know, when the Lord descended on our son and did what he did, knew it was him. There was nothing weird about it. But what I'm saying is, it's like, it's nice and it's comforting and it's sweet of the Lord to do so many supernatural things with people in all over the state and in different countries, and then to put us together and then say, you're not the only one. Look what I've told this one. Look at the data I've given this one. Look at this one, you know. And a lot of people, you guys, I get, you know, people call me a lot and tell me things. And I got a date. You know, a lot of people believe that Pentecost, he's coming before Pentecost. And there's a little bit of, you know, a difference of opinion on exactly when Pentecost is. But I know that a lot of people think it's from June 4th to June 8th. And people absolutely believing that the Lord is showing them that he's coming to rapture his bride before then. And us at the rapture-centric church, we know that we've been promised a translation before the worldwide rapture. So that means we go today, you know. We go today. Every day that we wake up, rapture-centric church, this could be the day, simply because we're not even waiting for the worldwide rapture. I mean, if you believe that. That to a lot of us, if you don't have that revelation and you're in this body, that's okay. I mean, it's okay, but we just have received it in so many ways. And I just wanted to, it's just amazing how the Lord did that, how he showed us in so many ways that this body was going. Anyway. Oh, you know what, Keith? I want to play the train song because Mandy, who listens, hi, Mandy, she had a dream about a train, Keith. And I just think it's cool how God gave you the train thing and that Pat always cries when we play the train song. tell about your train vision, and then I'm going to read Mandy's dream.
You want me to tell about my train visions?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, God gave me a vision yesterday, but he's given this to me a couple times. It's in that we're the rapture-centric church. And we're on the rapture train. So, you know, a while back, you know, in the past, I remember the Lord showing me visions where I was sitting by the train station waiting for the train with a few people. And then later he started giving me visions where I started hearing the train coming closer, you know. And then later there was visions where I could see, you could see the lights around the corner. The train is here. And now we're on the rapture train, okay. It stopped. And we aboard the rapture train. There's many people that, for RCC, you know, like, we got on the train and we're diehard. Like, we're not getting off the rapture train. We're going to wait. We're going to stick it out together, and we're going to enjoy ourselves and, you know, just fellowship with the Lord on the rapture train. So some of us are gotten on the train and we're eating dinner and we're in the, you know, nice part of the train, relaxing and fellowshipping with God and talking to each other. And the rapture train does stop and pick up people along the way. Some people get on the train, you know, and they come in and they sit down with us or they talk to us, and then, you know, they do their thing and get to know people, and they may not like it or they may like it, and then they want to leave the train. So then we, you know, Jesus told me then we just wish them love on their way, you know. Some people come into the train and cause all kinds of problems with the RCC and want to haggle and fight and blah, blah, blah. And they want to leave, and we send them on their way with love. Not RCC is not for everybody, but it is for for some people. And a lot of people are, you know, they're on the train. We just don't know it because they're listening, you know, and they don't talk online or they're in the chat room or call in, but we know they're on the train, you know. And so there's quite a lot of people on our RCC train that we don't know about, but it's great, you know. And Jesus is, he's sitting at the front leading the train, you know, blowing the horn and making all kinds of noise and excitement. And so it's a lot of fun, you know. And we have dance parties with Jesus and all kinds of things. We talk and chat about how we feel, what's going on with our day on the train. And but that's what RCC is, a place where we uplift each other. We're definitely the one thing we all have in common, because we have many things not in common, because we invite, Jesus invites people to the train. We don't. He will call someone that could be an ex-con or who knows, but he will call them in the train, and they will sit down, and we welcome them. We're excited. We want to hear them talk on the telephone when they call in to RCC. We want to hear what they're about when they're on our train. And we welcome them, and we embrace them, and we lift them up, and we try to open up their gifts and mature them in Christ, and, you know, and then they can, at that point, they can go and bless others, you know. So our RCC train is roaring away, and it's exciting, and we want to welcome everyone to the RCC train, and we're all about uplifting people. But the one thing we all have in common is we're waiting for our rapture, because when we look through the windows in the train, we can see the pearly gates getting closer and closer, and we are ready to cross into the other dimension, into heaven, forever and ever. And that's what I have to say.
Oh, that's amen. Right on, Keith.
Amen.
The way I like to see it is, I mean, like the rapture train, if you think about it like that, I like to think of all of us RCCs as just one car of the train. And people come in and out. We're almost like the bar car because we're so fun. They're singing and dancing, getting drunk in the spirit. But people like to, you know, most people aren't nuts like us. They want to go back to their seats, you know, and they'll come visit. But there's many trains on the car. Like, you know, the Lord brought us all together to fellowship in these last minutes as a gift. But it's different thing for different people. A lot of people aren't like us, but they're on the same rapture train. They're just hanging out in a different car with people who are more like them. We're fortunate enough to, you know, all be very similar, which is why we stick together. And some people swing by RCC, like, these people are nuts. Some people swing by, like, oh, yeah, this is for me, for sure. Some people be like, this is for me, then it's not, then it doesn't matter. Like, the Lord's got, you know, control. There's many cars on the rapture train. RCC is just one of them. We're a crazy car.
I get
offended if people say, I'm going to go sit back in my seat for a little while. You guys are just too much. You know, we go 24/7 to the Lord here in the RCC party car.
Yes, that's right. I forgot to tell you something that happened in the middle of the night. This is so strange. It's just brief. He kind of tweets my toe. He wakes me up, and I was like, But when I was waking, it was 2:27 in the morning because I looked at it, and I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you this, but I heard waves, like, on the seashore. How they crash. Like, 4 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and he made sure I was awake. He did everything he could, because I sleep sound, you know, when I do whatever little sleep I get. You know, and I sat up because I was like, what? and I heard just softly. You know, you go to the beach, how you hear the the waves. About 3 or 4 seconds of that, and then it went away. So there you go. You know. So, and also, I was thinking. You know how you say with RCC Church, you know the term Jack in the Box. Well, it's like Jesus out of the box for us.
We don't want that we don't want that Cracker Jack. And you know what I love is that everyone is who they are, so it's never boring. Like, no one, you know how in church everyone had to conform and act kind of the same, and this is just a really fun place to be because there's so many lives, and I love it. So anyway, let me tell you, Mandy Isom, she had a dream. A train. But now that we're on this train theme, and Alana in the chat room said she loves the train metaphor, it's so spot on that Joe said, Joe, I really like that we're one car in the train, we're like the party car. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're always dancing.
So, so Mandy said, and speaking of trains, I had a dream about a week ago where we were all sitting, RCC, and waiting to get on this train. And the train was running late. And we were all talking and wondering where it was. And then we saw the light of the train coming, and we all stood up and started cheering, and we were so excited that it was finally here. And we all started walking towards it to get on, and then poof, I woke up.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
Yeah, but anyway, Mandy, she's not in the chat room, but she has called in a few times, but she's another person that listens. She says she never has missed a show because she listens to them in archives and she can hear it live, you know, but there's a lot of people that are part of us that we really haven't totally gotten to know yet, but it is such a treat when you do call in, so you just bless us and Jesus, so I just want to encourage you, you know, call in, because, you know, but we're happy to, you know, talk. If we need to. Hey, Sherry's here.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
So welcome Tressie. He popped in. Who
Hi,
else
Tressie.
Popped in when I wasn't? Yeah, Sherry, call in, girl. Love you, girl.
Aww.
Sherry Berry. So, Joe, were you ready? Should we do a song? Or, Joe, did you want to share a little bit? I'm, like, really on the edge of my seat waiting to hear what Joe said he had to share.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, it was another interesting day with the Lord, for sure. He keeps having me run into random people and plant seeds and then re-see someone, like, again, and they totally remember the conversation. This is the governor of New York, and I ran into him again.
Wow.
And I watched him, like, wave off the Secret Service. Like, it's okay, I want to talk to him. You know, and we had a nice chat, you know, between him and I, but, you know, we had remembered what I had discussed last time I saw him 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, it's just the Lord is using us all right now. And there's a lot, you know, it helps the waiting go by, you know, to do his works. And really, me personally, I get such a, we all do, and we all get such a good feeling off of it. So it's... You know, it's a great thing that, again, he's so many gifts he bestows. He gives me, I asked him, I said, Lord, you know, a little bored waiting, give me something to do. And, you know, and this was months ago, but he's kept me busy nonstop. And it's
great.
Really nice.
Joe, what did you talk to him about? I mean, what are the odds you'd run into the governor? That's wild. Two times.
Oh, well, actually, I ran into him 3 weeks ago. We started a conversation, and we talked more about it today.
Wow.
It's about God. I mean, it's honestly, I don't mean to be like this, but it's kind of personal between him and I. But it's definitely, you know, it's amazing. You know, people in those positions really are godly, and they really do know what's going on. Like, that's what I really want to share. Is like, they know what's going on. They know it's the end days. They know, you know, craziness is about to start. And, God is really, he's doing everything he can now. He's reaching out so much. I mean, the fire burns the hottest before it goes out. Same with God's period of grace. You know, it's,
interesting thought.
Yeah, Pat, the dark fire burns the brightest before it goes out, and then God's power comes in too, you know. Seen that in the history. If you look in the past, before the great revivals and stuff, darkness was strong, and then it went out, and the fire, the power of God just went way over the top. You know, we're on the brink of that right now with 144,000 ready to begin their thing.
Right.
But again, you know, we don't have to wait. We can begin right now, and you know, we all have, but we can, you know, really. You know, and we use the word ministry. You know, like it's different for different people. Like my ministry is reaching people in a different way, not even pulling out the Bible, because they would not react well to that. So there's different ways of reaching different people, again, outside of the box, just how God wants to do it. You know, the Bible's been demonized. It's been used to, you know, we're going to war for this. We're going to war for God. You know, it's just so sad. I mean, there's pictures, you know, the Catholic Church had, you know, swastikas draped over the thing in the Vatican when they... back in World War II. It's just like, you know, like, so God's name has been so smeared, but that's why the enemy did what he did with religion. What better way, you know? Did very crafty things. One is convincing most people he doesn't exist. What better way? And two, he, you know, created something
that people think is of God, but it's not, and just makes our Father look awful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's our duty, it's our job as his children. We want to defend our Father. So, you know, get out there and defend him. Be like, no, he is not like that. He is not waving his finger up there and judging at you. He loves you. He loves you.
Right.
And our Lord, his Son, oh, he loves you, like,
madly.
Unbelievably. Like, madly, exactly. Like,
yeah.
So much so. And he knows what it's like. You know, he walked
as
a man for 33 years.
Yes.
Like, he understands what it's like to have a headache, whatever, be depressed, you know, be scared.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, Jesus found out, you know, around age 12 or so. I mean, I'm sure he probably already knew in the back of his head, but
yes, right.
What he was and his purpose. And imagine a 12-year-old
mm-hmm.
having to come to terms with that. Wow.
Yeah. You know, I turned to this book. It's called Listening to God. And I saw it laying here, and I said, and I felt to pick it up. And I just, all right, let me just turn to a page. And if you, it's on listening to God within us, listening to the Holy Spirit. It's really very good. And it does say something. The first thing I was going to read is on the Bible and how it gets twisted. So if you guys, you know, if you want to play a song or do something else, but maybe I can come back to this. I'll need about maybe 4 minutes. But every word of this is so instructive on how to listen to God within us. So I'm just putting that out there if you want
that
me to share it.
That because, again, like
yeah.
you said, the Bible has been misconstrued and misinterpreted and
that's
used.
That's the first
people
thing I was
going to
read on here, believe it or not.
Benefit,
oh, my
God. You know? So, yeah, let's definitely get into that. Awesome, Pat.
Yeah, but, Pat, before you start, honey, can we let Sherry, is this Sherry? Sherry Berry?
Yeah.
Sherry!
Can you
That's
hear
Sherry.
Me?
Of course.
Aw, Sherry Bear. How's it going, girl? We love you.
Oh, good. Love you, too. I've been out of town. I had to go to a big food show in West Virginia. So I just got back home.
What'd you do at the food show? Eat food?
What goes on at the food show stays at the food show.
Did you have a good time?
Sure. You got a chance to get out of town, go stay in a nice motel, eat a bunch of food, meet a lot of people. I was amazed at how many people talked about the end of times.
Really? Why?
Yes, but not about the rapture. They know we're in the end of times, but they don't want to talk about the rapture because they still think that's too far off. So,
Sherry, was it a Christian crowd or just the regular crowd?
No,
or?
Just from all different states, 4 or 5 states.
Oh, okay. And they were all talking about the weather and the patterns and all the crazy stuff, huh? So they knew it was in
right,
time.
Right. And then a couple people actually did say, well, they would quote from the Bible very casually. I was really taken aback at how calm they seemed about it. Like, I know, but I don't care. You know, like a lady said, yeah, it says something like that in the Bible about how the weather, you know, it'll be all screwed up and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that should tell us something. Like, you know, we need to be getting on board. And then they just, you know, kind of like, yeah, whatever.
My gosh.
So I'm like, okay.
Did you tell them the date of the rapture, Sherry?
I told them the rapture's every day. Every second of every moment.
Good job.
And I got a good word the other day. I posted it in chat.
What was it on, Sherry?
Can you tell us the word, Sherry Bear?
Let me see. Let me tell you how I got this word. I was going through my YouTube videos, and Jason posted a video, and I watched it. And I got this word exactly after I watched his video, and I posted it to him. And it was sort of like, I don't want to offend anybody. We all love each other, guys, and we all are walking the same walk. but not everybody's walk is the exact same. We're all different to a degree. You have to realize that the Lord knows us all intimately. What's right for me may not be totally right for you. Like, I'm a hillbilly. I'm sort of crass. We speak a different way. But that doesn't mean the Lord doesn't love me any less than he loves a person that speaks proper. And if it wasn't on this radio show, it wouldn't be here, because this is Jesus' church. So what we talk about and discuss here may not sit well with everybody, but it still has to be on here. And that's just something everybody has to accept and love each other and get along. So does
Amen,
that make
girl.
Sense,
keep going.
Or?
Chair, was that the word?
No, that wasn't the word, but that was the tone that the Lord.
Okay.
I mean, it was. It's like, okay, I posted the word again. The word was awesome, but I just got the distinct feeling that we are all connected, okay? But just because we're all connected doesn't mean we're all individual either. The Lord made us all individual. We are all unique. So we all have a slightly different walk. Not
yeah.
every topic is going to be for everybody. But it doesn't mean that it shouldn't be discussed. It's for somebody. I don't care who it's for. But it's for somebody or it wouldn't be on here. So that's the tone I got.
Yeah, we're all walking on our path. Like I always talk about how we have a walking companion. We have people that are there with us. And then we're on that path. You know, we're all each on the walking path, and I really do feel like it so many times, the stuff we go through, we're on our path walking to get over that finish line, you know?
The Lord just keeps showing me jewels and stones. We're all a stone. We're all a jewel. There's no jewel better than the other jewel. There's no stone better than the other stone, but we are all cut different. We are all cut in a unique pattern. Doesn't mean
yeah.
my pattern's better than yours. Doesn't mean the Lord loves me more than you. It doesn't mean you're better than me or he loves you more than me. It means that he loves us each uniquely and the same.
Amen.
So we have to accept each other. And I don't mean to disrespect anybody. Please, God in heaven, don't let me come across being that way. I love you all. And I value your differences and your unique perspective on certain things. Even if I don't agree with it, I still love that you are different from me. I don't want you to be the same as me. The Lord doesn't want you to be the same as me. He wants you to be you and sharing music to be sharing music. Amen?
Amen, Sherry.
And Sherry.
Talk, Sherry. You preach it, Sherry. Get on that podium, girl.
No.
Oh,
because this has been on my mind for 2 days at the food show, and I'm just like, I'm so afraid of offending somebody, or I would never want somebody to hear something I spoke and not come back and listen to Jesus' church, because you take everything before Jesus. You don't, I mean, listen to me, but don't believe me. Go ask Jesus, dang it.
Yeah.
And something may not be right for Keith, the same as me or same as Judy. But it has
right.
to be said, because this is the Lord's church. And what's on here is by his will, guys.
Amen.
And that's no offense to anybody. It's,
right.
you know, we're being polished. We're cut.
Yes, refined.
But there's still polishing going on.
And I was going to say, the same goes for chat, you know, whether in chat, everybody loves each other. And you may not disagree or agree with what people are writing, but, you know, we all love each other. It's all about love. You know, just take it with a grain of salt if you don't agree and move on.
And you know what, Sherry? You know, also, Jesus was not, I mean, he was hanging around, you know, a prostitute, and people didn't like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, quit hanging around, quit having her follow us, quit, you know, it's you're just not, you know, if you're going to be people pleasing, you're going to be a miserable Christian. All you can do is be yourself and be who you are and be unique and make no apologies for who you are and the message that God has put in you. Oh, and then love.
Amen.
Now you have, amen. And so that's beautiful. Thank you. I mean, God bless everybody who has the courage to call in. It's the church here, Jesus Christ. This is his platform for you, the bride, to share and love and preach. And thank you. Because, see, God, we don't have to agree, but we love and we share. And the Lord wants that. That's what he wants. He does not want
a
bunch of
people.
I mean,
all the apostles didn't get along all the time, guys, but they learned to love each other and find the value in each person. That's what it's about. We all have something to offer.
Yeah, I'll read
it. Oh, please. I swear,
yes.
God loves every one of you. Everybody listening, God loves you. Oh, my God, if you just knew how much he loved you. For just who you are. You don't need to do nothing. You don't need to be like me or Judy or Keith or Pat or let them be them and shine and you be you and shine, and that's when you're going to shine the brightest. Okay, that's it. I'm done.
I appreciate it. That's why, like, it's so weird when I, you know, I find it weird when, I mean, that's why when someone says they hate RCC or they make videos saying that all that, to me it's like RCC is no one person. You know, it's not no one comment or one person. That's not RCC. RCC is the whole thing with Jesus as the pastor. You know what I mean? So that's why I think of it. I don't think of RCC as like, oh, the talk that Sherry gave or teaching that I did, or it's not, it's none of that. It's combined, it's the whole thing. That's why I think it's, I see it as just a blessing, because it's not any one thing, it's the whole thing, you know.
And even outside the RCC thing, like Sherry was saying, we're all different. We're all different for a reason, brothers and sisters. We make up a body, the bride of Christ. We don't need 50 toes and 30 fingers on that body. No, no, we're all a certain piece of that body. You know, and, you know, Sherry thinks she's a hick, but Sherry's part of the brain. And the smartest, most, you know, learned Bible scholar.
Down.
I don't know, Sherry. Again, our Lord constantly said the meek one, and just realize how awesome you are. Realize your powers and realize that you can't measure it to earthly standards. We're not going to be dealing with earthly standards. They don't need, earthly standards are based on craft, sorry to, you know, but it just doesn't exist. So we're all part of together. That's why we're so different.
Yes.
So we should embrace our differences.
Yeah,
you know,
and if you have issues, I was gonna say, if we have issues, it's not us. It's not Jesus in us. It's our flesh that has issues. It's not Jesus. Jesus doesn't have issues with anyone.
Amen, Tana.
Amen.
And again, Jesus said about them, he'll be the meekest, the person who thinks he's the best Bible scholar and is so close to God is going to be the toenail, you know, like it's a humility thing, but it's also realizing that being the toenail of the body of Christ, you know, the bride of Christ would be the biggest honor in the world, you know. Like, I used to joke with him, like, I'll be a dirt in your piece of dirt in your sandal, you know, like back in the day before he explained to me how it worked.
Amen, brother.
Sherry,
I love
Sherry,
you.
Holding
I
up
love,
the brain.
Sherry, I love you so much. I love when you call and
we
all
love
do.
You so much,
you're
honey.
You're so real and just so right on.
Yes.
Like, I can't wait to give
yes.
you a hug.
Amen.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank
I'm
you.
Just me. I'm just me, and I don't want to be somebody else. I love Dad. I love Judy. I love Keith. I love everybody.
Everybody,
but
right.
What makes me love you so much is you're so, we're the same, but we're different. You're not afraid to be who you are. That's what made me fall in love with Judy.
Exactly.
She didn't give a crap, okay? She didn't give a rat's ass. I don't either. I'm saying the Lord loved you.
And
neither
that's
does the Lord.
All we have in common is that we love the Lord.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
I mean, some of us
that's
are
right.
so different. Yet I'll talk to some people, you know, on the phone, whatever, that are just with the complete opposite life of mine. I mean, like, mere opposite. But yet when we're talking about the Lord, we're on the total same page. If we're talking about day-to-day life, I mean, we're a complete opposite. But It doesn't matter. In the Lord makes us one, makes us together.
That's right.
That's why we're here. We're not here to exalt and worship each
and
other.
And they ain't
it's
no
all about
no.
the Lord.
Train ride, people.
We're just sharing.
You're
there?
On the train. You ain't getting off. So.
I don't think anyone wants to get off.
No, don't get off the train. Lock the doors. Don't let anybody out.
Yeah, it's love. No. It's love, love, love. It's love, 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 love.
Yes, exactly.
No, Sherry, there's not a mental institute big enough to hold us all. There's too much glory. So God's just
yeah, pop right out the windows.
It's like when I was in, this is an, a thing about love, in acting, you know, in acting you have to, like, kiss somebody that you don't necessarily find attractive. So my acting coach always told me, or, you know, hold hands or get close to, there's something on that person that you like. You just got to think about the thing you like and just let that, you know, let that overflow you. You know, they may have pretty eyes. You might like their nose, you know. You might like their hair. You know, you just got it. Then you focus on that. So basically, you focus on the things you like about people and don't focus on, we're all sinners. We all have flaws. Nobody's perfect. Just, you know, you just got to focus on Jesus' love. And Jesus made, we were all made the same. God created all of us. We all are different in our own, you know, uniqueness, but we're all created by the one creator, all made the same. We all have the same color, blood, you know. We just have to love the Jesus in each other. You know, Jesus is
Amen.
In us.
Right,
so
Jesus is in the person.
Yeah, and, you know, if you don't like something about it, it's not that person. Like, you know, it's the enemy that maybe is attached itself to that person at that one moment, like throwing, like, harsh things at
yeah.
you. That's not the person. That's the enemy attached. You hate the enemy, you know, are fighting
love
against
the
principalities, but you love the person. It's the person.
Exactly.
You know, Jesus is in that person. So if you
yes.
don't die.
So you're loving Jesus in the person no matter what.
Right. So, got it. Yeah, I mean, I struggle with it. I mean, it's like, I have to remember that myself. So.
As he says in He and I, if someone's face bothers you or disturbs you, look at my face in them. Look at my
Amen.
Face.
Amen. That's
yeah.
who you're supposed to see when you look at people. You
yes.
find the Jesus in them, and you love that Jesus in them, and that Jesus in them will grow.
Yes.
You just put the seed, you know, let God tend it.
Yes.
Yeah, and the quality, you know.
Todd and his girl are going to the store and buying her some veggie burgers, and then they'll be over after that.
Okay, enjoy.
And they will be our only guests. Neil might stop by later on. We love Neil, don't we? I love Neil so much. So much. I like Delphine, too. But Neil and I are very close. We always have. We've known each other for a really long time. A really long time. Like, I'm a couple years older than him. I was like that cool older kid when we first met, you know.
Hey, you guys. I'm sorry. Joe, talking still. Joe. I think Joe himself. Because he's driving. Hold on, I just muted him. Okay, wait, is that Joe? Who's driving? Oh, that's him. Okay. Hey guys, Bill Oley sent me a really cool email that I'm gonna read. If that's okay, is
sure.
anyone? Let's see. Let me tell you who we have on the line. We have Keith and Joe and Grandma Pat and Sherry and Tana and Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hey,
Carol.
Hello. Happy
Christmas
and evening.
You too, love.
I was going to read it unless anyone on the line had something to share. I was going to read what Bill sent me.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Anybody want to share?
Read
it.
Okay.
I'll read later.
I just want to let everybody know I'm having trouble signing on in chat, so I'm not in chat. That's why I'm on the phone. But go right ahead, Judy.
Go right ahead.
Go ahead and read that email. Here we go. Okay. So Bill was pondering all the stuff that went on, you know, and by the way, okay. finger. Okay, it was the revelation on finger pointers is what he titled. Okay. So I'm going to read it. And it says, Judy, I was pondering what went on, you know, and he said, oh, wait, okay. So here's what he said. he said, I was pondering, struggling over some stuff that went on, and I realized some wonderful insights, and here they were. But can somebody mute your phone? Is somebody driving or something? I'm hearing a lot of static. Is anyone driving?
No.
Maybe no. It's Carol. Does that. Let me see if it's Carol's phone. I think it's there. Yep, it was Carol. Carol, love you. All right, okay, so here it goes. So he said, what we witnessed in real time in real life was a replay of the prodigal father. RCC is not for everyone, just those he wants there. And we are here by grace. And it's okay if someone has a different walk, his choice to lead his sheep. Some may come, then go. Some will stay. Some, like the brother, will not come. Those pointing fingers are the prodigal's brother, who will never know the father's unconditional love. The parable is about Jesus, the Father's heart, and his love to everyone, regardless of what we've done, even something so bad as to steal an inheritance and lose it all. RCC is the prodigal, who are forgiven for our dirty, messy stuff and learn the unconditional love of the Father. Those pointing fingers and judging RCC are the brother who, although stays with the Father, never internalizes his intimate love. I should say those pointing fingers and judging, this best didn't say RCC, that's what I said. Love and mercy triumph over judgment. RCC is all about the prodigal coming home. Now is the final call to come home, wayward prodigals, and you will be received. Esther was received and was loved by the king. Woman caught in the act, about to be stoned, received his love. The lepers were cleansed by his love. The guy on the cross, though guilty by finger-pointing, judgmental, received his love. Choose his love over judgment. Do you guys like that? I thought that was wonderful. That's how Bill processed what happened when, you know, when that video came out about RCC. You know, it hurt a lot of people because we love the person who did the vid. But it was how he processed it, and I thought it was wonderful. And I have a feeling people are going to want that email. So, Bill, if I have your permission, if anybody wants it, if I could forward it to them. I thought it was a wonderful insight. Wow. So,
and to
it
just shows we're all getting the same type of message about loving each other for who they are despite our differences.
Right.
You know, see the Jesus in people.
And you know what occurred to me this morning is I don't know of any other group that prays for those who don't like us. You know, who are offended by RCC. To my knowledge, I've been on a lot of YouTube like everyone else. And when we read the comments, there's always people who are criticizing the YouTuber. Some may agree and be thankful, and others will criticize them. And we see this all the time. You know, we know the people. It's always the same people. Well, at least the ones I've watched over. Over the last 8-9 months. It's always the same people being criticized, and at the same time, there's people that bless them. And, I went to the person's video that, criticized RCC, and I saw a couple of people from RCC blessing them, and I added my blessings as well. We pray for everybody. No one has ever claimed that RCC is perfect, and that we don't have blemishes.
If we was perfect, I wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
you know, this is why most of us have already left, you know, the four-wall organized church, because we cannot be ourselves. And, you know, you have to put on a facade and feel like you're fitting in. Well, nobody here puts on any facades. And
no.
and none of us are, you know, are perfect. But what we do have is a love for our Lord Jesus Christ,
amen,
our Heavenly Father, His Holy Spirit, and love for one another, and love for the unbelievers, and love for those who persecute us.
Yes.
Or who persecute the entire body of Christ, for that
mm-hmm.
matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope that those that have, you know, that have spoken harshly of us, you know, will take a seat, take back seat, and realize, you know, we're not perfect, but we do love the Lord. We love one another. We love His Word. We love the prophecies that come forth. And so, what if we are date setters and the dates have come and gone? Has that weakened my faith in Christ?
No.
Of course not. Has it weakened my walk? Has it weakened our walk? Not at all. And if it has, then that's a problem between you and God. Because if people are simply, and I say this in the strictest form, if people are simply desiring the rapture without desiring Christ, well, you know, he's gonna have a word with you, because it is He who we want, who we love, who we long for, Him,
mm-hmm.
Him.
Yeah.
It is not, you know, the translation rapture and Christ is all, it is one element. It's not separate. And if we take, if like other, like people, we know people who say they love the Lord and they pray and they do all the right things, but don't tell them that Jesus is coming soon, because no one knows the day or the hour. And therefore, you can't talk about His return. You know, then there's a problem, because they don't really want Him. They don't want Him. You know, they're stuck to this world somehow. They
and you know what?
Feel,
you know what, Carol? A lot of them they have God in a box, and they. I noticed my son said one time. He said, "Mom, they need to get talk to God." Some people just need to talk to God and shut their
mm-hmm.
Bible and act relationship, because some people I've noticed they're almost like sick. Their Bible has almost become a sickness rather than it being a
mm-hmm.
part of God. Because you don't talk to God and you just stick with the Bible like it's some religion, and then
right.
then they religious with Scripture instead of letting the Lord
minister,
you know, speak Scripture. They need to. My said one day he said of somebody from YouTube. He said, "Mom, he needs to close his Bible and talk to Jesus, because if he was talking to Jesus, he would know that this is wrong. Do this." So, like, if people would actually spend as much time talking to their Father God
yeah.
as they were
mm-hmm.
set, some people, then they would have a balance. But I've seen people
right.
where they're just, there's
yeah.
Scripture where they're open to hearing what God has to say. And when God told me that day, He said, "I work within Scripture and outside of Scripture, I am God.
Right.
I don't need to back up Scripture for everything I tell you," He told me. He said, "And you don't need a Scripture for I tell you, I'm God." But, you know, He gives
right.
us His beautiful Bible, the Word, to give us peace and direction and stability, and that's
yeah.
a good thing. But we need to be looking to Christ, you know, Jesus Christ.
Right.
I want to welcome the chat room. I just want to welcome in real quick, Blah.
Hey, Blah. And you know, I want to add to that. I want to build up on what you just said, Judy, because when people quote those scriptures that and it can be any scripture, but especially this one where it says no one knows the day or the hour, you know, they're not even quoting the word of God per se. What they're doing is quoting somebody who told them that, and it's usually a preacher up in the pulpit. You know, that's the one. Mm. You know, many times when people are quoting scriptures, they're quoting they're not quoting the Lord. They're quoting the pulpit. They're quoting the pastor in the pulpit. That's what I hear it all the time, if we are not talking to God, we cannot get to know Him. We can't know Him. The Word of God even tells us, listen, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. So if we're just reading our Bible without the inspiration, without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the Word is dead. The Bible is dead. He even tells us that. So we can't be quoting scriptures if we don't have a relationship with our God.
It has to be balanced.
Yes, it has to be balanced. And we also need each other.
Yes.
We cannot just, you know, we have our strong, you know, intimate relationship with the Lord. But you know, we've all been, you know, for years and years, everyone that I know of, you know, that is in RCC, you know, we've all had our lonely walks with the Lord alone. We love Him and we trust Him, and we, you know, we've been holding His hand, and we've been anointed and felt His peace. But the Lord created us to be with each other as well. We are His bride. It's not one single person. It's the body of Christ who He wants as His bride. And so when the Lord brought us together, and He did, I've never been so excited and you know, with abated breath waiting for the shows to start. You know, all my years that I went to you know, the Four Walls Church, it was like, okay, you know, I'm going to go, and I heard a good word, and I would try to talk to people, and, you know, everybody was courteous, and we'll see you next Sunday. That's it. That was the end of our fellowship. Unless you purpose yourself to sign up to be in a particular type of group, a study group, or a, you know, some sort of ministry group or whatever. Otherwise, you didn't know. And even then, when you did, that time you spent together was just then. Was just right there and
dry.
Then.
It's dry.
And then, but here, everybody's experience is, wow, we can't wait for the show to start. And then after the show, there's chat. And before the show, there's chat. And everybody loves being around each other. Everyone does.
24/7
and
Jesus.
That is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That is the love of God in us, in that He put in us all. What a blessing that, you know, and we all support each other in these last seconds. We encourage each other. Don't give up. Keep running the race. And that's why, you know, while we're still here, you know, we declare His favor and His blessings on us. We welcome and receive His favor, because every single person needs God's favor. And the favor, you know, I once heard this missionary. I don't know if it's really true, but I will believe it, because this is the most miraculous story I've ever heard. He was trying to teach or bringing a little group of Indians from the deep part of Mexico together. He was bringing the Word of God to them. And that little group there were some shady characters, really bad shady characters. And one guy was really financially distraught, and he was afraid to go to to the pastor and tell him, you know, hey, I really need prayer or help, financial help, because, you know, I'm in dire straits. So he went to one of those shady characters that lend you money, but in order to pay, you know, once they lend it to you, the interest rate is like 10,000%. And you know, if you don't pay it, off with your head. So this guy kept going to the services, and the pastor could really see it in his face that he was really distraught. So he asked him, "What's going on? I can see it in you. What's going on?" So he told him, and he says, "Now why didn't you come and tell me when you first?" And he says, "I was afraid." So he went ahead and prayed. He said, "You know, come back in 3 days. I'm going to fast and pray, and we're going to, you know, talk to the Lord about this. So go away." You know, so 3 days later, the guy comes running to the pastor and says, "Hey, please, I need you to come to my house right away." And so he does. And there's all this money in his house. And he says, "Where did you get this money?" And he says, "You know, the tree that's in my front yard." You know, and this is a little village where there's hardly anything there. He says, "The leaves, when the leaves started falling, they turned into money."
Wow.
And they're like, he's like, "What?" They counted all the money, and it was exactly what he needed to pay to that man. So they went, they went together, and this guy was, you know, as I said, he was a really shady character. And when he sees the man come, and with the pastor, he says, "Oh, of course, you would have to bring somebody with you." And anyway, he said, "Look, count the money. This is all your everything this guy owes. Count it." And he counted it. It was, and he says, "Now we're leaving, and I just want you to know, if something happens to that money when we're gone, it's not us. You got your money. We gave it to you right then, and we have witnesses." What he was trying to say is, you know, he didn't know if the
turn back to
leave
going
to turn to leave. Exactly. Okay.
Did it?
And what it did for me is it just increased my faith to believe that God can do and use anything.
Oh, yeah.
To supply all of our needs.
Hey, Carol, I'm going to interrupt because we need to. Joe, are you on the line? We need to do our communion. We need to do communion. Can you?
Yeah. I got it. Give me a run upstairs.
Yeah. If you have anything to go with it, it'll be great.
I learned again who loves us just so much. Now, Jehovah, Jesus could have been like, "No, I don't want to do that," and he could have sent Ariel or, you know, Ezra or any other angel, but, you know, Jesus wanted to. Like, he want, and he knew the suffering that it would entail. But again, he loved us that much. So let's really, I call it getting deeper. Let's open our hearts and realize what we're doing here. We're remembering right now the sacrifice that he made for us. And not just the sacrifice, but the salvation that he gave us, that he came down to give us. You know, it's not all about him getting nailed to us, you know, stuff. Yes, it's horrible, but he did it for us, for our salvation. So let's remember that, as he told us to a few places in the Bible. But, you know, I like in 1 Corinthians. So we'll use that tonight. But the at the Last Supper, night before he was betrayed, or right before he was betrayed, pretty much, the night before he was crucified, he said, "Please, you know, do this in remembrance of me." And he took a loaf of bread, and he broke it, and he handed it to his disciples, and he said, "Jesus, do this in remembrance of me. This means my body, which I give in your behalf. Let us eat together." Later in the meal, our Lord did likewise with his cup. He filled it with wine. He did not drink from it. He spread it around and had all the disciples drink from the same cup, his cup. And he said, "This wine means my blood, and it represents the new covenant. Keep drinking this as often as you do in remembrance of it. Let us drink together." "For as often as you eat this loaf and drink this cup, you keep proclaiming the death of our Lord until he arrives and returns."
Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you. I just want to thank him that we're family and that we're not, you know, I just love that he's not dead. I promise I won't play this for like a week, okay? But I can't help it.
I love this song.
I love it.
I love any song.
Please play it daily. Play it daily. Thank you.
Okay. Every time. Just forgive me. I love this song.
Amen.
Let heaven roar and fire fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar.
I just say something really fast?
Sure.
I was going to say, the enemy, yay, Jesus, thank you. I was going to say, the enemy's trying to divide the church. So if you're having beef against someone within the church, it's the enemy that's trying to divide the church. So just focus on Jesus and bring the Jesus love back. And Pat actually got a word from the Lord actually about this whole thing, right? And how, what did he tell you? About the enemy and how he's trying to destroy
us. Oh,
him,
yeah, Jesus said, this morning, early, he said to me, the enemy's trying to divide you all up. He's trying to cause division. It's like, to myself, I'm saying, like, yeah, with respect, duh, I know that. Yeah, exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. We know where it's all going. But, listen, cover those people with His precious blood and holy wounds, pray for them, that God's grace touch them. Whatever walk they have to do, just bless them in it and let Jesus deal with them. And he will.
Didn't he tell you the enemy is not succeeding because we love each other so much?
Oh, yeah, because he said the love in this church is so great. He can't. Oh, yeah, the enemy's kind of confused, baffled, because Jesus said he's baffled because he can't destroy us. And he's trying every which way he can. And he can't do it because of the love. Love is so powerful here. It keeps them away. It destroys them. He can't get through
the
love because where's the love coming from? Jesus Christ.
Exactly. So amen. Church, stand up. RCC, stand up for one another in love because enemy is trying to destroy us, but Jesus is victorious and Jesus always wins. God always wins.
Oh, he's already won. The enemy's
already
lost.
Exactly.
But he's so proud he doesn't want to accept it.
So
but he's
victory,
lost already.
We have victory. So RCC, we love each other. We have victory, and we are standing together as one.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Name,
Because of the
law,
the enemy cannot destroy us. Go ahead.
I noticed that this attack has made us stronger. You guys have noticed that, but whatever the devil uses, God turns around and uses it for His glory. And you know,
amen.
I feel like this has gotten stronger because of some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes. Because we get stronger in our resolve to love.
We will be stronger because of it. In trials, we become stronger. If you're in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will become stronger. If you're in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are.
30 seconds, 20 seconds.
Okay.
Come.
Love y'all.
Love
everybody.
Love you guys.
Too many
love
today. You love
y'all.
Love
you, Claude. Double love you, Claude.
God bless everybody.
Everybody in chat. Love you, Lana.
Love you.